Well, hello, this is Kimberly Brock, and for over 20 years, I've been running my own businesses that have not only been profitable, but personally fulfilling to me. So now I'm on a mission to help other new business owners, just like you, make money doing what you love too. Now we're going to have some fun, so let's get started. Well, hello, this is Kimberly. It's episode 203, and I am so glad that you're here today because we're talking about what it means to have an aligned business. You may not have heard this term. You know what alignment means though, right? Like think about your spine or something else being aligned in a straight line. Well, today we're talking about it in terms of business and what it means to have a business that feels right to you, that feels in alignment to you. And I'm going to talk about three things that you can think about that make your business feel in alignment with you. Because when you are in alignment, that is when the sky is the limit. I'm not even kidding. Nothing will be holding you back because you feel so connected to what you are doing. So if you are new here, welcome. I'm so glad that you found this podcast. I help people just like you who are turning their passions and skills into a business to get started and growing so you can make money doing what you love. Now, if you're new, you're going to want to get plugged in with other new business owners. And I have a free Facebook group called Women Starting Businesses Doing What We Love. If you scroll down right now in the show notes, you'll see the link to the Facebook group. The Facebook group is awesome, filled with all types of new business owners from services, products, stores, anything. If you are starting a business, this is for you. So you now have support as you're starting your business. It's such a fun group. And if you have random questions that you're like, is this a stupid question? It's not a stupid question. I guarantee other people in the group have the same question too. So never feel bad about it. This is your place to just get help and have community with other people that are starting businesses too. So make sure you check that out. When you click the link, it'll take you to Facebook. There'll be three quick questions. You answer those and I will let you in very soon. I also have some free tools for all of you. If you're starting your business or if you're now open and you want to get it growing, I have a free marketing training. So make sure you check all of that out below. I don't want you to miss out on the free tools. Like I have checklists and things to help you. So peruse those, take a minute to see the free tools that are available to you and use them. Okay. And if you have been listening a while, thank you so much to all my loyal listeners. Y'all are amazing. We had our free marketing training live last week. It was a total blast. I loved it. There was a lot of aha moments. Y'all were able to see that marketing can be fun and simple to grow your business. So I'm so excited for all of you. At the time of recording this, Grow Getters is about to open. And I'm just so excited to welcome all you new members in so you can get good at marketing and grow your business. Make sure you check all of those programs out on my website at KimberlyBrock.com or through the links down below because you don't want to miss out on the help that can really save you time and money and get this business going already. Okay, on to the episode. Well, hello everyone. How are you? How is it going with your business? I need the updates. Make sure you're posting in the Facebook group on our different weekly posts. We have so much fun with those like wins on Wednesdays where you share your wins for the week. On Mondays, you share the imperfect action that you're taking for the week because y'all all know I'm a big advocate of imperfect action because I believe it is what's helped me move forward effectively with my businesses. I know that sounds counterintuitive, like moving forward effectively when you're not doing things perfectly. That's correct because that's the only way that you can just get going and then you can tweak and refine and make things better as you go. Well, I'm so excited y'all are here today because we're talking about having an aligned business. And when you join Grow Getters, you're going to hear this. We talk about this. We talk about authenticity and alignment because I truly believe that if you don't have a business that feels in alignment to you and with you, you are going to lose your passion for it. You are not going to want to work on it because your heart is going to be drawn to other things that you feel in alignment with. And eventually you're just going to get sick of it and it's going to turn into another job. And I don't want that to happen for you, okay? I want you to be exhilarated as you are working on your business, right? And I know that sounds counterintuitive too. Like, how can I be exhilarated when I'm working hard on something? And some of y'all are probably laughing because things can be stressful, right? But I think when it feels in alignment with you and when you are doing something that just feels so true to your heart, the work, in quotes, on your business is actually fun. This is my life. This is the story of my life. I work on my business when I have free time. you know, outside of my work hours, when I have extra free time, a lot of times I will sneak away and be listening to an audiobook or reading a book or listening to a podcast or studying up on a training that I have so that I can get better at what I do. Why would I do that if I didn't love it? I absolutely love what I do. I love helping new business owners. It is a passion of mine. I'm obsessed with marketing and all things about how you present your business to the world. And so I'm constantly observing what other businesses are doing and looking at branding and just thinking about how companies market their products and services. I love it. It's a hobby and it's a passion and it's a business for me. And I'm so fortunate to have married all of that and found a business that feels truly in alignment with me. I get to help make a difference in this world and make impact. And I know that that is what you want for this business. I know y'all are all here because you have a passion or some type of gift or a God-given gift, a skill and expertise that you know can make a difference for people. And that's why you're doing this. You want a fulfilling career. Am I right? You want a fulfilling career and you've chosen to take on this endeavor as a new business owner so that you can make that difference and make money doing what you love. So today we're talking about alignment, okay? And being in alignment with your business is so important, like I said a minute ago. And so today I want to give you three things to consider so that you can understand if your business is actually in alignment with you, or if maybe you're just in the idea stage right now and you're like, what do you mean by an aligned business? Well, here's three major points. These are things that are going to help you see what it means to have an aligned business so that this is fun and enjoyable and you can create impact. Okay. So the first one is having a mission that is meaningful to you, a meaningful mission, right? A mission that is meaningful to you, where you are set out to help people and create impact and make a difference in a way that truly warms your soul. And I know that can sound dramatic to some of you who just got here. You're like, what is she talking about? We're just talking about starting a business and making money, right? I'm here to help you if you want to really make a difference, right? And you don't have to be making a massive difference where you're like solving world hunger, right? I have all types of business owners in Grow Getters where, you know, people who sell dog products and fun gifts and jellies and things like that, all the way up to life coaching or career consulting, where you may be really making a massive difference in someone's life. But I want everyone to realize that no matter what you're selling, you are making a difference. You could be bringing joy to someone's life. People who sell cookies are bringing joy to the world, making life happy. If you're selling pet products, you are providing a service for people to one of their most beloved relationships in their life, which is their animals. I mean, we can all agree. I have had dogs, cats. Right now I have one dog and I'm obsessed with my dog. I love my dog. So anything that I'm buying for my dog to be healthy, to look and feel its best, I will pay for it. It means something to me, and we know how much our animals mean to us. So if you sell dog products, you do something very meaningful and you make a difference in people's lives. So whatever you are selling, don't ever discount it. You could be saving people time, money, help them have better relationships, a better career, happier lives, look better, feel better, be healthier, all those things, right? So don't ever discount what you sell, but know that when your mission is meaningful to you, that is when you are going to feel in alignment with this business, because you know that you're doing all of this. You're putting this blood, sweat, and tears in this because you believe in the difference that it can make in people's lives. And some of you, actually most of you, have probably been your first customer, meaning that whatever you're offering has helped you in your life or helped your children or helped your family or helped someone that you know. Usually that's what it is. It's something meaningful that you've helped or that you appreciate or that you love, and it's special to you and you want to make that difference, right? So that is one way to know that your business is in alignment with you, when you have a mission that is meaningful, okay? Okay, so the second one is when you are offering something, right? When you are offering something, the product or the service that feels true to you, meaning whatever you're selling, you like,
like whatever the thing is, okay? So think about the thing that you're selling. You're either selling a service, a product, or a combo of that. And it's specific, like if it's dog grooming, or if it's candles, or if it's t-shirts, or if it's whatever it is, some personalized gift, or if it's a career consulting service, whatever it is, you're offering that and it feels true to you. You are not offering something that you don't really love, because this happens. For some new business owners, they have a mission to help people that's meaningful to them, right? They have a meaningful mission. But when they go to create their product or service, they start making it and then they start offering it and they're like, I'm not loving this. I'm not loving the format, or I'm not loving the pricing. I'm not actually loving this. It's not getting the results that I expected, or I feel like this price is too low, or I feel like this price is too high. That's when it's out of alignment with you. If you feel weird about your offer right now in some way, like when you feel weird, when you're kind of scared to tell people about it. Like you kind of feel awkward telling people about it because you're unsure about it. And that's what happens when you're out of alignment with any of these three things that I'm talking about, but especially the actual product or service being sold. People can tell and it won't sell. People can tell and it won't sell because they will see and sense your lack of confidence in it. Your lack of confidence in it is evident to people. So when it's out of alignment with you, you're not going to sell as much because you don't believe in it. You don't like the price. You don't like what you're doing. It's to this or to that. So today, think about your product or service offering, or if you have a combination of both, and ask yourself, am I like 100% sure that this thing works and it's awesome and I love the price and I'm in love with it? If you are not in love with it, ask yourself why. Is it the price? Is it the way you're offering? For example, say you're offering a service and you offer one-on-one coaching. Are you not loving one-on-one coaching? You'd rather have a group program, or you would rather have live workshops out locally. Then I want you to have a reality check moment right now and say, well, why am I not offering it in a way that feels more in alignment with me? If you have a product and you're selling it at a really low price and you know you're hardly making any money, that's out of alignment with you. Raise your price to the point where you no longer have resentment, where you are like, this feels good. I'm happy. I'm making the amount of money. It's not overcharging them, or, you know, it's not exorbitant for them, but it feels right to me. You will be much more confident when you show up and give off way better vibes when you are in alignment with your offering. So everyone, think about this today. Assess your product or service or combination that you offer and ask yourself, is there anything that's holding me back from shouting this from the rooftops and sharing this with the world? What is it? Identify. If I change the price, would that change it? If I change the offering, if I change the way I offered it, if I offered a subscription versus a one-time, or if I offered it as a course versus one-on-one coaching, would I be happier? We have to get you to the point where you feel in alignment with it so that you can confidently show up and so your stuff sells. Okay. Okay. So let's review the other two before we get to number three. One, you have to have a mission that feels meaningful to you. So ask yourself, am I on a meaningful mission? Do I love my mission? If I don't love my mission, maybe you need to post it in the group or say, you know, I was on a mission to do this, but I'm not feeling totally in alignment with that. And let us help you. You can do that in the free group. If you're in Grow Getters, make sure you post it or bring it to the next strategy call, because we can talk about it with you. Okay. Number two is having an offer that feels true to you. That's how you know you're in alignment with your offer. When you feel confident to share it, you'll tell anyone about it because you know it works. You love the price. You love what it does for people. And number three, okay, now here's a big one. You know when your business is in alignment with you, when you are marketing it in a way that feels authentic to you. Okay, it feels authentic. It feels like when you show up and you're talking about it, you are being authentic. You're not showing up in a way that feels awkward or inauthentic to you. What do I mean by this? Okay. So a lot of new business owners, they get their business open. Oh my gosh, yay, party. You did it. You have the courage to do this. You've put yourself out there. You have shown your products and services to the world. You're ready. You've gotten your first sales. And then things kind of hit a little bit of a lull because you're like, oh my gosh, all this momentum is over. Now I've got to start marketing it. And so then you start scrambling and you're like, okay, how do I start marketing? What's popular? Oh my gosh, does that mean I need to be on TikTok and I need to be dancing and pointing at things and I need to be goofy and jumping off cliffs or acting silly? And I want to stop you right now. If you are trying to do marketing that doesn't feel true to who you are, that doesn't feel authentic, it's going to come off inauthentic and it's not going to be effective. So you're wasting your time. I hate to break it to you. You're wasting your time. You need to be putting yourself out there in a way that feels comfortable to you. Let's take me, for example. When I started this business, I did not want to be on YouTube, but I knew that that was popular. I am not huge on social, although I've been a little more active lately, but it's not been something that's really meaningful for me in my life. And so it wasn't really how I was going to all of a sudden find meaning in it with my business. And then I discovered podcasting and I was like, this is the greatest thing ever. I love audio. I always have. I love DJs' voices. I love audiobooks. And when I discovered podcasting, Serial was my first podcast. If any of y'all know that, it was so good. I was hooked. I love listening to the sound of someone's voice telling a story, taking me on a journey. I love good voices. I love all of it. It helps me concentrate. It puts me in some kind of zone that tunes out the world. I know I'm being dramatic here, y'all, but this is the truth. I love it. And so I was like, oh my gosh, I'm starting a podcast. This is going to be great for me to be able to express myself, but it's a great marketing tool for my business. And it feels fun and light and airy and amazing and challenging and awesome all at the same time. So for me, this is my authentic marketing method. You are witness to it. You are here listening to me today. I'm showing up as me. I don't have to be anyone other than who I am. I'm not doing things that are uncomfortable to me. Yeah, is it weird sometimes when I need to like tell y'all about my products and services? At first it was, now it's not. It's natural because I am in alignment with my offers and my mission. So none of this feels like being an icky salesperson. I'm not being pushy. I'm not being salesy. I'm not being any of that. I get to be me. That is my goal for you today, that whatever marketing method you choose, it feels in alignment with you, because when you're out of alignment, everyone knows and everyone can tell and your stuff won't sell. Everyone can tell and your stuff won't sell. Because they're like, why is she uncomfortable? Is it her products that aren't good? Because maybe you have the most amazing product in the world. But if you are coming out awkwardly and you look unsure, I don't know what to think. Am I thinking that your product actually stinks and you're faking that it's good? Or is it that you're just uncomfortable being here in this moment, showing your products and services off this way, and it just feels weird to you? Right? We don't know. You're making us guess. We don't know that your product or service is actually good because you're marketing it in this awkward way for you. It's awkward to you, right? Think about it. Just example in life. You know introverts, you know extroverts. You know when you go to big events, there's your introvert friends who are like, you know what? I'm not loving all this energy. This energy is kind of scary to me. I want to go sit on the side. Can we get a table off to the side, or can we go in another room? I'm not loving this. Or think about your extrovert friends who are hopping around, talking to everybody in the middle of the dance floor, saying hi, hugging everybody, talking. They wouldn't dare sit on the outside. They want a table in the middle, right? So it's the same with you and your business. You have to know, are you an introvert? Are you an extrovert? Are you someone who likes to be on video, not be on video? Do you want to be a writer or do you want to be a speaker? What do you want to do? We do that in Grow Getter. So when you get in there, we help you figure out your best method so that then you can effectively show up and grow your business, right? You've got to do marketing in a way that feels authentic to you, okay? Don't do marketing that is uncomfortable to you. And it's okay if it's a little bit uncomfortable. I'm talking about uncomfortable in a challenging way, right? Like when I started this podcast, even though I knew I wanted to do it, it was a little uncomfortable. My first episodes I re-recorded like 5 times because I was like, that's not good. And I was like uncomfortable because I was new at it. It's only because I was new, but I knew this was my calling. I knew this was my mission to set out to help people like you, right? So yeah, it was uncomfortable in a challenging way, not uncomfortable in an awkward way where I didn't really want to be doing it and I was forcing myself. It's quite the opposite. I was making myself get better. It's like when you learned to ride a bike when you were little. I don't know about you, but for me, when I started riding, I was so frustrated. I was like, I am going to get this because I want to know how to ride up the street like all my friends. And so it was this uncomfortable challenge because I was like, I'm doing this. I know that I want to ride a bike, right? But if my son keeps trying to convince me to jump out of an airplane, I'm going to keep saying no. Like he has stopped now, but he's like, Mom, don't you want to jump out of an airplane and parachute out of an airplane and go skydiving? And I'm like, absolutely not. This is so awkward for me. It is uncomfortable. I don't want it. It's scary. So it's inauthentic to me. I don't want to do that. So I'm not going to do it. Okay. So it's just like you with the way that you're showing up, whether it be on social, on video, with a podcast, a blog, locally, vendor shows, you want to have like group training programs, workshops, retreats, whatever it is that you want to do. Choose the method that is in alignment with you because that is going to be your best chance for a successful business. It really is. Okay, so let's review these. So now you know what it means when you hear me talk about being in alignment with your business, and you know when you come in Grow Getters what this means and what we're all striving to do is to, number one, have a mission that feels meaningful to you. You be on a mission for meaning, creating impact for people, living a fulfilling life, all that good stuff, okay? Using your God-given gifts to better the world. Number two, having an offer that feels true to you. Whatever your product, service, offering is, it feels true to you. The pricing feels good to you. What you're offering feels good. If it's out of alignment, let's look at it. If you're in Grow Getters, what's wrong? Let's assess and we can help you pinpoint what's wrong. And then number three, marketing it in a way that feels authentic to you. Y'all, this is key. You can't be showing up in a way that doesn't feel in alignment with you because people will know. People can tell, and then your stuff won't sell. Okay? Okay, everyone. I hope that you get to have an aligned business like I do. I want to help you do that. Today, if you are about to open your business or you've opened your business and you're like, you know what? I know right now that I need to get my business growing. And in order to do that, I'm going to have to get good at marketing. Then I invite you today to check out Grow Getters. You can go to grow-getters.com. The link is down below. And make sure you check that out because I only open the doors every so often. And I would love to welcome you in and help you and make sure that your business is in fully in alignment so that you can get good at marketing and grow it already. And you can start living the business dream that you've had for so long. I know so many of you, this means if you get this going effectively, you can quit your full-time job. You can quit your part-time job. You can have more money for your kids' schooling or dance or volleyball or baseball or vacations or whatever it is. I want you to be able to do that, whatever your goal is. Let's work toward that because it can happen for you. I'm living proof. That's it. Y'all have a wonderful day. And until next time, bye now.
Now, this episode may be over, but our relationship does not have to end here. Head on over to KimberlyBrock.com. And yes, you can get more valuable information for your journey. And you know what? You don't need to go through this alone. I would love to help you. Thank you so much and have a great day. Bye.